suppose Ulster final day is one of the biggest dates you look on the calendar at the start of the year. I've been lucky to be in a few winning dressing rooms before, but I suppose I had the pain of being in a few losing dressing rooms also. And 2017 was the year that we didn't get to the final since I've come into the panel, and we had to endure a very bad defeat to Tyrone in the semi-final that year. So, you know, the excitement's building now after the victory on Saturday night, and we're all looking forward to Sunday now. And I suppose we recognise and understand that victory is the only thing that makes an Ulster final enjoyable, and that's probably the leading motivation in our preparations, you know, now.
Well, it would, upon the face of it anyway, and certainly after your semi-final win over Tyrone, we feel that you're in right good fettle and right good form and coming into right good form at the right time.
Yeah, look, we played some good football at times Saturday night. I alluded to after the game, and the night you beat Tyrone means you must have done a few things right, considering the, you know, the quality of the team they are. I suppose kind of letting the emotion settle down and coming away from the game for a few days, probably reflecting on it. We look back on all the things we should have done a lot better. We'd be very disappointed considering we're up by 7 points at half time that we only won by four. There's a lot of individual and personal stakes, and a lot of things about my own performance that I hope to get better now within the next few days. And they all lead as motivating factors now in our preparation, you know.
Was it a case in the second half of maybe feeling where we're 7 points up, we have this game won, you know, and it wasn't just about 7 points up, it was the manner in which you went those 7 points up, that you did ease back a little?
It's very hard to put your finger on it, you know. Like, nobody's sitting around at half time saying we have a job done here, you know. Everybody's reiterating the importance of going out and trying to play better and trying to improve on things. But I suppose as a group, we were just probably so keen to win that we started doing a few things that were quite off script. And it's very hard to pinpoint one thing, but there's a few things we're disappointed about, you know.
Could be a blessing in disguise that Tyrone did come back into it a bit in the second half and did reduce it to three, because if you had gone out and won the second half by another 7 points, you'd have won before and you'd be going in. I know you're going in as favourites anyway, but you'd be going in as raving hot favourites and you'd be going in believing that you were invincible.
Yeah, I suppose, look, when we still acknowledge Tyrone are a very good team, and, you know, they showed the things that we need to get better in the second half. And, you know, the quality of their score taking was actually quite impressive. They kicked some fantastic scores in the second half, and they highlighted one or two things now that we can work on and improve on and try to get better for the big game against Cavan, you know.
That first half performance against Tyrone, was it as good as you've played in with Donegal?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's very hard to say. I suppose, you know, since Declan came in, over the last 18 months, it's probably one of our most pleasing performances. There's a lot of aspects of our game that was very good. You know, we Tyrone still nearly hit the net once or twice. That'll be worrying, you know, and that's something we need to get better upon. But there's a lot of things that were very good. Jamie Brennan's own individual performance the first half was probably one of the most impressive I've seen to date. And, you know, but hopefully now we can take confidence from that, you know, Tom.
Talk to me about Cavan. If my memory serves me right, you wouldn't have that great a record against them at underage, would you?
No. I suppose Cavan bet the under-21 team in 2013. Now, I was involved that year. They bet us in heartbreaking circumstances in 2014 when they scored a goal in the injury time down in Armagh in the under-21 final. That would have been the last time we played them, and we were very fortuitous. We bet them the first round of the under-21 championship in McCool Park in 2015 when Ryan McHugh got a last-minute goal. But I suppose we had to endure the pain of losing another Ulster under-21 final again that year. So there's a lot of motivating factors for a lot of people in this group, you know. People talk about us being red-hot favourites and they use language like this, but, you know, we understand the pain of defeat in Ulster final day at senior level and under-21 level, and I suppose that does keep you on top of your preparations, and, you know, it's a gentle reminder of how things feel when they don't go quite right, and we don't want to be in that losing changing room come Sunday week.
Is there many of that Cavan team that defeated you in 2003 as the under-21 team playing on this current Cavan team?
Yeah, there'll be a lot of that team that beat us in 2014. You know, Kieran Brady, who comes off the bench, Darren McVitie, Patrick Faulkner, Killian Clark, and the Flanagan's around the panel. There's a few others, Connor Madden, Jerry Smith, all of those players were involved. Michael Argue is still on the panel at the moment. And they were all involved in the team that beat us in 2014, and them and a few more were involved in the team to beat the boys in 2013 too, you know. So we recognise the quality of player they are.
So in other words, you have an old score to settle.
Well, you know, without beating around in the bush, it's an Ulster medal that we feel like we got away, and we're not going to relinquish another one on Sunday week too easily, you know.